proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Hello and welcome to Nicholas Snow Live for Friday, May 22nd, 2015. It is 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I've just attended the 2015 Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast here in the Coachella Valley, and I'm about to bring you, well, I'll bring you all that coverage next week. That coverage is coming next week. But in this broadcast, I bring you an encore presentation of my coverage of the Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast that took place Thursday, May 22nd, 2014. The breakfast was also held at the Hilton Palm Springs. It honors the memory of Harvey Milk, the first openly gay elected official in California, and his legacy of groundbreaking inspiration in the struggle to achieve lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender equality. The event is designed to strengthen coalitions among the many diverse community organizations that work toward equality in the Coachella Valley. Receiving the Harvey B. Milk Leadership Award at the Coachella Valley last year was union activist and talk show host Ellie Kapuski, also known as Ellie K., recognized for her work as Legislative Affairs Chairperson who represented Southern California in the Association of Flight Attendants. Ellie K. lobbied on behalf of safety and work issues, not only for flight attendants, but the general public as well. Currently the host of Progressive Talk with Ellie K. on KPTR, 1450 AM. She is also the President Emeritus of Democrats of the Desert and the Office Manager for the Democratic Headquarters of the Desert. We have a great acceptance speech by Ellie in this broadcast. Also, the keynote speaker, Kate Kendall, Esquire, Executive Director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights. The NCLR is headquartered in San Francisco. It's a national legal organization committed to advancing the civil and human rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people and their families through litigation, public policy advocacy, and public education. Under Kate's leadership, NCLR's programs, budget, and impact have grown exponentially, and the issues facing the LGBT community, from marriage to homophobia in sports to immigration policy, have taken center stage in our nation's discussion of civil rights and justice. Kate is a nationally recognized spokesperson for LGBT rights and has an active role in major print, online, and visual media, including the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, BuzzFeed, NPR, CNN, and others. That's just a peek at what's coming up in this broadcast of last year's Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast. So stay tuned and tune in next week for my coverage of this year's event, also with very inspirational, compelling content. I'll be back with last year's event after this. I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
And here we go with my encore presentation of the inspiring audio from the 2014 Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which took place May 22nd at the Hilton Palm Springs, right here in the Coachella Valley.
And now to start our program, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the president of Greater Palm Springs Pride and the co-chair of the Harvey Milk Diversity Coalition, Mr. Ron DeHart.
Wow, what a great crowd we've got out here this morning. Thank you all for joining us. Today, equality movements around the globe are celebrating the life story, the message, and the legacy of Harvey Milk. Thank you for making the commitment to be here with us. The third annual sold out Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast in Coachella Valley. We're 350 strong this morning, with press participation coming from throughout the region. We've got city officials at the local level, the regional level, and statewide representation. We've got nonprofit organizations represented, and we've got a cross-section of our business community participating this morning. And we have a little bit of stardom. Have you all seen the 1983 movie Mel Brooks made, To Be or Not to Be? Well, James Gypsy Kate, who is cast as Sasha Hinsky, the gay costume designer, is with us this morning also. We're here to honor the memory of Harvey Milk and celebrate his message of hope, his legacy as a political and community leader who stood for justice and equality. Standing up across all intersections of oppression, self-identity, and self-determination. Just as Harvey Milk displayed an affinity for building coalitions, all for the better good of the community, we got here today through a collaborative effort of the Harvey Milk Coalition Committee. Committee members, please stand and be recognized. We thank you for your time and commitment to this beautiful showcase of diversity in the Coachella Valley. Special thanks go out to our coalition partners who've led the way for the last 3 years to make this event possible. Equality California, the Desert AIDS Project, Palm Springs Pride, and Gray Public Relations and Marketing. And to all of our volunteers, thank you all. We acknowledge our 2014 sponsors who helped make it possible for us to be here. The Desert Sun, Live Magazine, our two premier partners, our gold sponsors, the Standard Magazine, the Desert Daily Guide, the great Helen Spearman Foundation, KPTR, and KYXY. Our silver sponsors, Hilton Palm Springs, Bud Light, the Boyd and Lissette Hagler, California Women 411, Coachella Valley Independent, the Gay Desert Guide, and of course, to the many table sponsors that are here this morning. Perhaps more than any other modern figure, Harvey Milk's life and political career embody the rise of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender civil rights movement. From 1973 to 1977, there were only 5 openly gay individuals elected to public office in the United States. Harvey Milk was one of those. Alan Speer served almost 30 years in the Minnesota Senate with his first win in 1973. In 1974, Kathy Kovischenko ran a successful bid for a seat on the Ann Arbor, Michigan City Council. Then in January 1975, Elaine Noble started her first of 2 terms in the Massachusetts House of Representatives. And in 1976, Jim Yeadon was elected to the Madison City Council for the first of his 2 terms. Then comes 1977, and Harvey Milk was elected to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. He campaigned on a message of making government responsive to the people, gay liberation, and the importance of neighborhoods and cities. They are all champions for true equality. It's on their shoulders that we stand today. We've come a long way. The Victory Fund estimates that more than 500 out elected officials serve annually at all levels of government today. Mill was a visionary. He emphasized a positive message of hope for young people, hope for a better world, hope for a better tomorrow, hope that it will be all right. After Milk was elected, he challenged Gilbert Baker to come up with a symbol of pride for the gay community. And that's when the rainbow flag was born. 5 months before his death, Harvey Milk saw Gilbert Baker's handmade rainbow flags flying in the 1978 Gay Freedom Day Parade in San Francisco. This morning, individuals have been invited to carry symbols of our diverse communities, symbols which demonstrate unity, pride, and shared values. For all those that are able to stand, please rise for the parade of flags, followed by the national anthem by Charles Herrera. Parade of Flags presents the colors. The U.S. flag is presented by Julian Valenzuela from Yucca Valley High School. The California flag is presented by J.J. White from Palm Desert High School. Leo Garcia from the Desert Hot Springs High School is presenting the bisexual flag, and the transgender flag is presented by Devin Payne, co-chair of diversity for the HRC. The Leather Pride flag is presented by Drew Kramer, Vice President of the Palm Springs Leather Order of Desert. And the bear flag this morning was presented by Deja Farmer from Palm Springs High School.
Please welcome to the stage to sing the national anthem, Mr. Charles Herrera.
Raise your hand. Let us know who you are. All right.
you guys so much for coming. You know, and my quick little message this morning really is obviously for everyone, but for the young students that are here, because Harvey Milk fought for every single person in this room. And we continue to fight. The fight is not over. And for the young students that are here, you know, we are so proud of you, because you, by being here, you, by being part of your Gay Straight Alliances, you're educating people, your fellow students, your teachers, your friends, your family. And I'll tell you, we never stopped doing that. Miss Pote and I were in Las Vegas for a conference. Quick little story. We were in a little big jumbo limousine. You pay $10, there's a bunch of people in it, there's like 20 people in it. And I have, my daughter made me this little wristband, the Rainbow Loom craze, you know, that's going throughout the country. And one of the gentlemen in the limo says, "Where did you get this? Where did you get this band?" And I said, "My daughter made it for me." There was an older couple sitting right across from Miss Boatnot. And the woman said, "Well, you know what that symbolizes, don't you?" And I said, "I sure do. I said, my husband and I and our children know exactly what it means." We're so happy that you're here, because it's really important. And a lot of people here, there'll be mentors to you when you have questions. But by you coming here to Palm Springs, we're grateful. Everybody have a terrific breakfast, and I'm delighted to be the mayor to say hello and welcome the first councilwoman, Jenny Pope, does the same. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Please welcome Alexis Ortega, a three-year committee member of the Harvey Milk Diversity Coalition.
Good morning and happy 84th birthday to Harvey Milk. Woo! 84 years old. Since its fascination 36 years ago, Harvey Milk has given hope to several generations of youth, like our first speaker. As a student at Cedar City High School, he's very active in school and the community. He serves as a representative for the Gay Straight Alliance, and he's a talented stage and musical performer. Matthew strongly believes that his generation can and will make a difference in this world, especially in school. So any future lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, and supportive youth can and will be safe in their educational environment. It's my pleasure to introduce you to Matthew Hokett.
Good morning. My name is Matthew Hokett, and I'm an 18-year-old student who goes to Cathedral City High School. After I graduate, I plan to attend the American Musical Dramatic Academy in New York City to pursue a musical theater career. I'm involved with multiple programs such as the Gay Straight Alliance, CCHS Dance Team, Lions Pride Chamber Singers, Musical Theater University of Anchorage High School, and a representative of State School of Desert City. This morning, I want to talk about Harvey Milk and relationship of how he has affected my life as an individual and growing up as an LGBT youth in our community. When asked to speak about Harvey Milk, I was excited and nervous because I knew very little about him, but I quickly realized that this would be a great opportunity to learn more about such an important man in our history. One evening, I sat down and watched the movie Milk and the documentary of Harvey Milk to get a better idea of who he was. After several empty popcorn bags and empty tissue boxes later, I was wanting to learn more about Harvey and our gay history. I did so much research that I decided to do my senior research paper on him, and with all the time spent researching such a beautiful person, I looked back to my years in middle school, which weren't so beautiful. I believe that I was doing this because those 3 years were very similar to when Milk was campaigning. During his campaign, he was shut down by many people. He was attacked verbally, he was threatened, but he never quit. When I was attending middle school, I wanted to quit. During this time, I was secretly questioning my sexuality, and it was so hard to figure things out because I had the constant volume of losers calling me a faggot, queer, and all other names that we have all heard. I couldn't tell my mom because I knew how she felt about homosexuality, and by growing up around her beliefs, it made me sick knowing that I could be gay. During this time, I thought about suicide multiple times. I thought that that would solve everything, but I couldn't do it. Although I didn't feel love, I had too much love for my friends and family to give it up. It just frustrated me, because I felt like every road had a dead end. I didn't know who to turn to or talk to for help. I was so lost and confused. If I only had just one person to talk to, maybe my time there would have been more bearable. But I didn't quit. I rolled with the punches and promoted to in due time with high honor, just like Harvey Milk, who being denied multiple times for supervisor, finally got this seat. Now, I'm pretty sure many of you have experiences with harassment or have seen it, and hopefully you realize the fight is not over. Harvey Milk did not accomplish equality for everyone, but he did make an advancement towards that goal. Just like us today, we have made advancements towards equality. The biggest example, marriage equality. By learning more about Harvey Milk, I've become more proud of my sexuality and who I am than ever before, and hopefully he has done the same for you. Because of learning about Harvey Milk, I have been more active within our community as being one voice for gay youth. By being that one voice, I have accepted the honor to mention LGBT youth at the middle school I attended 4 years ago. He is such a brave kid for being open about his sexuality, and I applaud him always whenever I talk to him. I will always remember the one and only question he asked the first day I sat down with him. Are there more people who are gay like me? Hearing this young man ask me this question made me smile uncontrollably, because I know how it feels, and I'm pretty sure you all do as well. I'm pretty sure Harvey did too. Harvey Milk was and is still a hero. He will be someone who we can all learn from through his experiences as a gay man in our society. I ask that everyone to not get comfortable with where we are at in this fight for equality, but to continue throwing wood into our furnaces so our flame can burn brighter as we continue to march in pride with who we are. Thank you.
Now, please welcome Mr. George Vander, Field Manager, Equality California, and co-chair of the Harvey Milk Diversity Coalition.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for being here. Harvey Milk was one of the 20th century's important social and political pioneers. As one of the first openly gay elected officials in the United States, he fought for the rights and equality of all, including the elderly, small business owners, the many ethnic communities of his district, as well as the growing gay community. He exhibited exceptional courage, integrity, and valor in these struggles to make the world a better place. We asked Coachella Valley Cities to join us in celebrating Harvey Milk by issuing an official proclamation. And here's a short video on the proclamation.
Harvey Milk was born on May 22nd, 1930. Harvey Milk was a tireless advocate of fairness for all Americans, whether as a candidate or a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. And whereas, Harvey Milk was the first out gay elected official in California. And Harvey Milk was a visionary leader.
He gave hope and confidence to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, and he's an inspiration to many around the world. And while in office, he worked tirelessly to pass an equal rights ordinance and to defeat Proposition 6, commonly known as the Bridge Initiative, which would have banned gays and lesbians from teaching in public schools. And Harvey Milk was a skilled coalition builder, reaching out to work with labor, farm workers, tenants, and seniors. And whereas Harvey Milk was assassinated on November 27, 1978, his death inspired thousands of activists to continue his work for social justice. And in memory of Harvey Milk, the undersigned cities in Coachella Valley will continue their pursuit to create equality for all residents. Now, therefore, by the power vested in us, we do hereby proclaim the 22nd day of May 2014 to be Harvey Milk Day. Thank you to the cities of Cathedral City, Coachella, Indio, Palm Springs, and the city of Rancho Mirage.
And thank you again to Cathedral City, City of Coachella, City of Indio, City of Palm Springs, and the City of Rancho Mirage for issuing proclamations to honor the memory and celebrate his message of hope, civic-mindedness, community, and recognize today, Thursday, May 22nd, 2014, as Harvey Milk Day. I'm bringing forward many supporters in the Coachella Valley. A broad public education and open dialogue were paramount to Harvey Milk's life work as a civil rights leader. And with us today, we acknowledge our local leaders who are on this stage in part because Harvey Milk opened the door. These people have his energy. They inspire all of us, and they work tirelessly for our community, and they are guided by a timeless vision for a better world. So I want to thank our great supportive elected and appointed officials who are with us today. Mayor Steve Fournier, Tom Spring, Mayor Pro Tem Jim Coates from Tom Spring, Council members Greg Pettis from Cathedral City, Chuck Vasquez from Cathedral City, Sam Henry of Cathedral City, Glenn Miller, councilman from Indio, and also Charlie McClendon, city manager from Cathedral City. Captain Dennis Graham from the Palm Springs Police Department. Chief Deputy Raymond Gregory from the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. And representing Congressman Raul Ruiz, Greg Rodriguez. And representing Assemblymember Perez, Jackie Lopez. And representing County Supervisor John Benoit, Joe Perdetto. Thank you all for being with us and being heroes for our community.
Thank you, everyone. Please welcome to the stage on-air personality from 1450 KPFK. SPTR, Stephen Kelly.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you. I have a prepared text to read, which is so organized, I almost thought it was from Republicans. But before I do that, I just want to say what a thrill it is to be here, and what an absolute honor it is to induct my friend with this award and to read what they've written about her, which is only half true. She is on every Saturday morning. We are proud of our broadcasting of her and to have Progressive Radio in the Valley, which, of course, as you know, has had a few minor hits, but we're coming back strong, and we are very pleased to be here at the Harvey Milk Diversity Alliance. I have to tell you one real quick story, then I'll let you go, but this lady and all of you, what a miracle has been accomplished in the last 5 years. Did anyone ever think that federal judges would quote Antonin Scalia to overturn gay marriage bans? I know our main speaker will touch on that, but it is absolutely hilarious, and they're just doing it left and right, as you saw in Pennsylvania. And I got to know Ellie for a long time. She was our choice to bring out here to do a progressive show. And like all of you, she believes in miracles. And one of the great stories of her, a couple months ago, we were talking, and she told me her godfather was one of my heroes growing up, a guy by the name of Gil Hodges, who was the, she's a cousin of Gil's, and he was the Miracle Mets manager in 1969 when they went from the worst team in baseball to win the World Series. And she has performed miracles along with all of you here, the people over here from Equality, California. Look at what has happened in the desert just in the last 10 years. I remember when progressives would meet at the Flitch Donut Shop on Monterey over there, and they would have their meeting once a week at the Flitch Donut Shop with the Democratic meeting back in the mid-90s. So you could get a color and then be subversive at the same time. All right. Here we go. Good morning. The Harvey B. Milk Leadership Award is bestowed upon an individual who has worked to enrich the lives of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender residents of the Coachella Valley through activism in labor, housing, education, and human rights. Receiving the award this morning is one of my great friends, a union activist, talk show host, and community ally, Ellie Trapucci. Recognized for her work, you can clap. Recognized for her work. Recognized for her work as a legislative affairs chairperson who represented Southern California in the Association of Flight Attendants, Ellie Kay, most of us know her, lobbied on behalf of safety and work issues not only for flight attendants, but for the general public as well. And in a very difficult time to run as a Democrat in 2002, Ellie became the first flight attendant to run for Congress. She says now that although she lost the election to someone whose name escapes me, it was a wonderful experience. Currently the host of Progressive Talk and Ellie Kay, that's Saturday morning on KPCR, but this week her guest will be Patrick Kennedy. She is also the President Emeritus of the Democrats of the Desert, the office manager for the Democratic headquarters of the desert. She is recognized for tireless service in pursuit of equality and individual rights. Please join me in saluting, and let's get a standing ovation for her, the recipient of the 2004 Harvey B. Milk Leadership Award of the Coachella Valley, my friend Ellie.
Said, sit down, we're all too old to be standing up. Good Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Bruce Dever. Thank you, George Sanders. Thank you to so many of you who have been so very, very kind and so generous in giving me this award today. I received the call, actually, on February 17th. It was my birthday. And I've got to tell you, it's probably the nicest birthday person I've ever had. It just was kind of blew me away. I prepared some remarks because I knew that I was going to be an emotional mess, which is unusual for me, as you all know. I'm always so calm and cool and collected and then ticked off. I do want to thank all of you, each and every one of you in this room. And I have to be honest with you, receiving this means so much that it's difficult for me really to explain what it is in my heart right now, because it is so very special. Harvey Milk was not just an ordinary person. He was extraordinary. He made a difference, and he did it with, I mean, look at the smile that man had. And he made you feel gay, straight, lesbian, transgender, transsexual, questioning who and what you were, are. He made you feel welcome. He made you feel like he wanted you in to that circle that was Harvey Milk. I have to be honest, though, that you're giving me a leadership award, and there's so many in this room that really deserve it, more so than I do, in all honesty. But I will say this, that if being a leader means that you are willing to use what my dear friend Art Copelson called my 747 voice to shout and talk and be angry and be happy, then okay, I'll take that as the compliment of being a leader. If being a leader is someone that's willing to march and picket and stand with you, not in front of you, not behind you, but beside you, then I'll be a leader. I'm your leader. It's saying that enough is enough, and if not now, when? Is being a leader? Yeah, I'll say it, and I'll say it loud.
Woo!
And I'll say it really loud. And I'll say it with pride.
Woo!
Because if not now, when? I read something, a quote from Harvey Milk, that really touched me as a political animal that I am, as a union member for many, many years. Yeah, thank you. Actually, my president, when I was so active in the union, Charlie Costello is here. She was the president of our local in Los Angeles. Charlie, say hello. but I've got to say this to you. Harvey Milk once said, it takes no compromise to give people their rights. It takes no money to respect the individual. It takes no political deal to give people freedom. And it takes no survey to remove repression. Isn't that the truth? So let me just say that maybe all it takes on this planet, in this country, in this state, in this city, in this community, is a man like Harvey Milk asking all of us to stand up, shout out, march, walk, talk, to realize that we're all just really one, and we're all just really together. I stand with you. I stand beside you. And by God, I do it proudly. Thank you so much for giving me this honor.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeff Kors, NCLR Senior Legislative and Policy Strategist and Freedom to Marry Board Member.
Thank you. Well, when I think about the lessons that Harvey Milk taught us, there's three things come to mind. And each of those is really embodied in our keynote speaker, Kay Kendall. Harvey taught us to lift our lives as out people, despite the risks that came with it. Despite growing up Mormon in Salt Lake City, a somewhat inhospitable environment for LGBT people, Kate Kendall came out at an early age, choosing to live her life with authenticity, never shying away from telling anyone who she was and what she was about. The second thing Harvey Milk taught us is to never stop fighting for what you believe in, no matter how hard and how long it seems it would take. Kay Kendall was the first staff attorney to ever work at the ACLU of Utah. She did that at a time when consensual sex between two gay people was a crime, punishable by imprisonment. So how fitting that Kate is now leading the organization that is in court working to win marriage equality in Utah. And third, Harvey taught us that we couldn't just be about our own rights, but we had to stand for the rights of everyone. Well, in addition to serving as executive director of MCLR, an organization that for 37 years has been fighting for equality to the entire LGBT community, Kate also finds the time to serve on the board of the California Endowment, the Equal Justice Society, and the California Coalition for Civil Rights. Because Kate believes with all her heart that no one is equal until everyone is equal. And she works tirelessly to create a more just society for all of us. So please join me in welcoming to the stage our keynote speaker, the amazing Kate Kendall.
Delighted to be here in one of my favorite cities on the planet, Mr. Mayor. You're so lucky that this is your city. And to share the stage with Ellie and Matthew. What an honor to celebrate in the company of fellow travelers, fellow individuals who have struggled, and to mark and celebrate the life and the example that was Harvey Milk, and to just pause for a moment to reflect on how effing far we have come in a very short period of time. I really appreciate Jeff, my brother, that very kind introduction. You know, Jeff did many, many amazing things when he was the executive director of Equality California, and MCLR worked very closely with Equality California, so I got to see this firsthand again and again and again, and he was relied on innumerable times to help set strategy, and now California is really at the forefront for protection for LGBT people, and that is really a credit to Jeff. But one of the things that he did in 2008, and I remember when he told me this idea, I thought, well, that is never going to happen. Well, the idea was to have a day to celebrate Harvey Milk. And he took that idea to Senator Mark Leno. Mark Leno wasn't a senator then, but Mark Leno was a House member then, pushed the bill in 2008. It was vetoed, passed the Assembly and the Senate, and was vetoed by then Governor Schwarzenegger. So, I know. For so many reasons. Maria, call me. We're not going down that tangent. So then, in 2009, they tried again. And this time, they succeeded. And the bill was signed. So for the first time, in the first state in the country, there was a day celebrating the life of Harvey Milk and an inclusion of the story of Harvey Milk in curriculums in schools. Because one thing we can all say to you is we were invisible, and now we were visible, and that matters. Our story matters. And how fitting, and I know you did not plan this fabulous planning committee, but how fitting that the stamp with Harvey Milk's visage is being released today. Woo! imagine where we were 1 year ago? Okay, 1 year. It's like a nanosecond in civil rights time, right? But a year ago at this time, we were about a month away from two historic rulings for LGBT equality in this country, the challenge to Prop 8 and the challenge to Section 3 of DOMA. And of course, going into those hearings, going into those arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court, we were feeling pretty good. Many of the pundits were saying it looks like Prop 8 is going to go down, but probably on something procedural. It looks like DOMA 3 is not going to survive a challenge. But what was interesting about that is the stories kept saying that. They kept saying that we were going to win. And they created this air of inevitability. And everywhere I traveled in the country, everywhere, Tulsa, Brewton, Alabama, obviously D.C., Fort Lauderdale, my hometown of Ogden, Utah, you could not on any given day pick up a paper and not have there be some positive story in that paper about the lives of the LGBT community. That was, I was enthralled by this, and I did a study. Every single day I would pick up a local paper wherever I was staying. Every single time there was a story, some nice story, about a gay couple raising children, about a lesbian couple opening a business, about, believe it or not, transgender individuals being pioneers in their community. And this is not in urban centers. These are the places we moved from to come here. And so we all know what happened with the U.S. Supreme Court cases. I got to be there for the Supreme Court argument, which was an amazing, enthralling, exhilarating experience. Prop 8, gone. Yes, on standing grounds, but you know what? I don't care how you killed that MFR. It's dead. So Prop 8 is gone. Prop 8 is gone, and this is what's true. We can now marry in California, and no one ever again can take it away. Many of you know that MCLR was lead counsel on the court fight to win marriage in California, and now that ruling that we won at the California Supreme Court, that's now the last word. That is the last word, striking down exclusions from same-sex couples having the right to marry in California. And then Section 3 of DOMA. This is the section that prevented, and I'm so sorry for my voice, I'm just at the end of that terrible thing that's been going around, so I may end up just at a very whisper by the very end, but I'm going to be done in just a few minutes, so don't worry. Ron, I'm going to be done soon, and hopefully my voice will hold out. Section 3 of DOMA, that was the section that allows the federal government to not recognize married couples simply because they are of the same gender. This is a quintessential denial of equal protection, folks, and you don't have to be a lawyer to understand that that cannot stand. And it did not stand, and Section 3 of DOMA is gone. And since that time, we now have an unbroken string of 15 cases in which federal courts have seen their marriage laws challenged. And we have won 17 of 17 times. And just to underscore that point, let me just list the states in which we've won these victories. Utah, Oklahoma, Virginia, Texas, Michigan, Arkansas, Kentucky, Ohio, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Oregon. Okay, now let's just look at some of these states again. Utah, Oklahoma, Virginia, Texas, Kentucky. What the hell is going on? We are now winning where we never would think of bringing a case, let alone winning the case. And what's changed is that it no longer matters if you're conservative or you're Republican. You don't just have to be progressive and a Democrat to support equality for us. Ideology matters still to some, but in the main, what matters is equality and fairness. And if you stand for equality and fairness, you stand for us, plain and simple.
That's
So believe it or not, there are now 77 marriage cases active right now in 32 states. And MCLR, we are co-counsel on cases in Idaho, Utah, Tennessee, Wyoming, and Florida. And I just want to point out, if someone had said to me a year ago, hey, Kate, just want to let you know that a year from now, MCLR is going to be co-counsel on marriage cases in Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, Florida, and Tennessee, I would have been like, I want what you're smoking, because there's no way we're going to be doing that. So that is how the events have overcome even my sense of where we might be. And that's how you know you hit a tipping point. When those of you who are closest to it do not see it coming. And you know, that's not all. Can we just talk for a second about Michael Sam? Brittany Griner, first open lesbian drafted into the WNBA. Notice I didn't say first open lesbian to be in a WNBA or first lesbian in the WNBA. Lesbians play in the WNBA and we let straight girls play occasionally. But the fact that we are not out, the fact that coaches cannot be out, the fact that players cannot be out because they're worried about endorsements, they're worried about their fan base. Brittany Griner began to erode that. Jason Collins, this is why I wanted the Brooklyn Nets to keep going. Jason Collins playing in the NBA as an openly gay player. And then Michael Sam. Look, the hurdles these folks are leaping and the bigotry they are eroding is not just on sexual orientation, it's on race. It's bringing African Americans to support LGBT issues because they see, oh, wow, wait a minute, there are black people who are gay? What? When did that happen? And Sam, my son and I are big NFL fans, and my son like follows the draft methodically with a whole chart about where our players drafted, what team they go to, all of that. So we were watching the afternoon, waiting. It was like the last six choices in the draft, right? And when Michael Sam got drafted by the St. Louis Rams, we just hooped and hollered, and I started crying, and Sandy, my wife, came in, who doesn't even care about football, and our daughter came in. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, just in case something goes bad. Thank you for that. And I was crying. And then ESPN showed him kissing his boyfriend. The interesting thing about internalized homophobia. My reaction to that was, whoa, isn't that going too far? And I actually said it out loud. I said, whoa, I'm not sure they planned for that. And Sandy looks at me and she says, what about his being gay? Don't you understand? And you know what I love about it? It's just like he got it all over with all at once. It's not like he's gay. And then when they win a Super Bowl, he kisses his boyfriend. No, he's gay. I'm going to kiss my boyfriend now. Now, deal with it. And it's been amazing to see the response. We know there are haters. But in the main, his humanizing his experience and acting exactly the same way every other draftee did by kissing the person they love. That's all we want. We want to be treated the same, and we want to be celebrated for our difference. Tremendous amount to celebrate, and I've never lived in a more exhilarating time, and I hope that you take some time to recognize how lucky we are to be alive, to witness this moment. There are many, many people, and many of you know them and love them, who did not live to see this day, and yet we stand on their shoulders. Harvey Milk, obviously, principal among them. But how grateful we should be, how privileged we are to be alive to witness our own liberation. Last two things. Given that we are so privileged, and we got here because countless people who we don't even know stood up for us. Talk back when somebody said an anti-gay joke at a workplace, they were like, you know what, that's not okay with me. how many of us had difficult conversations, said, I'm not coming home for Thanksgiving dinner if I can't bring my husband. I want to spend time with my Mother's Day mom, but Sarah's coming with me. Those conversations, everybody all together, all the stuff that happened below the waterline, in addition to all the headlines, are how we got to this moment. And our challenge has to be, that we will look over our shoulder and we will look around and we will see who's being left behind. And we will make sure that no one is left behind. I also think it's important to never give up on the possibility of reaching people who we think might be against us. And my perfect example for this is my devout Mormon mother. And some of you have maybe heard me talk about my mom before. There's a story I tell about my mom, and I tell it because it keeps her alive to me, and she no longer is alive. And it reminds me of her legacy. My mother had a stroke in 1993, and then she had another stroke in 2003. After the stroke in 2003, for those of you who know anything about stroke, you realize, one's really bad, two, is catastrophic. And I wasn't sure. My sister called me. I was in San Francisco. My sister called. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it home in time to see my mother. I did, and then my mother began that super long, hard slog back from now a second stroke. So I'm out there about a month after the stroke, and her speech therapist comes. This is in Ogden, Utah. The speech therapist comes to take the speech therapy. And she's asking my mother what would normally be very simple questions. Afton, my mother's name, Afton. Afton, how many children do you have? What are your children's names? Where do they live? Now my mother, even though she's devout Mormon, when I came out to her in a moving vehicle, which I wouldn't recommend. It seemed like a good idea at the time. You know, they used to have all these difficult conversations like in the car. I'm not sure that that was a good idea. But when I came out to my mother, I was so worried about what her reaction would be because of her faith. She reached over, she took my hand, and she said, honey, the most important thing to me is that you're happy. And she never wavered for that. She was my number one champion. For the speaker. So the speech therapist says to her, well, Afton, why don't you tell me what your kids do for a living? And for all of these questions, my mother is really struggling with coming up with the words, forming the words, the sentences to answer. And my mother said, well, Kathy's here. Family calls me Kathy. Kathy's here from San Francisco. Why don't you tell me what Kathy does for a living? And I thought, this is going to be fascinating. And my mother looks at me, and she looks at the speech therapist, and she says, well, what Kathy does is very important. She takes care of all the gays and lesbians in the world. The speech therapist looks at me and says, well, that's an awfully big job. And you know, in that moment I thought, wow, how lucky am I? I always think that when I think about my mom. But what it reminds me of is that my mother held her faith right up until her death. She died about a year after that. Right up until her death, she loved her church and her faith, and that never wavered. And she loved me ardently and unconditionally. And that never wavered. And if my mother could hold both of those realities, we have to know and believe that anyone can. So our challenge as we move forward is to never give up that we can reach anyone through our stories of common humanity and shared vision of an equal and just world. And to make sure that whenever we hit that finish line, we're a long way yet, but we can sort of see the contours of it. Whenever we hit that finish line, we all hit it together. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care, girl.
do you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's Gadio.
So there you have it, the incredible moving audio from the Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast that took place at the Hilton Palm Springs on May 22nd, 2014. I'm honored to have brought it to you here on Nicholas Snow Live. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air when communicating with or about the show using any form of social media. Be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.